Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back to these, or if you're just joining us, welcome to the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios. Honestly, what a program today has been. This has turned into quite the monster cast. Hour one was spent with Mr. Gottlieb, Alan Gottlieb, of course, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, CCRKBA, of which I am a proud member of the board of directors of said organization. And I have to be very frank with you, as I always am, always will be. There were a lot of victories last week relative to our right to keep and bear arms, facilitated by the Second Amendment Foundation, a number of court cases. Things that don't sometimes sound or feel real sexy. They don't make a lot of news. Now, the Deerfield, Illinois gun ban did. That was a big deal. That got some play, but not enough. It did within the pro-rights community, of course, and a couple outlets picked it up. Fox ran with it. Drudge ran it for a little bit. But not everybody's looking at that stuff. The ABC, NBC, CBS networks, the CNNs, the MSDNCs, they don't want to touch this stuff. Why? Because it kills their agenda. It crushes their agenda. Second Amendment Foundation is winning. And Mr. Gottlieb enlightened us as to just how much we are winning. Very, very important stuff. So please join us, saf.org, and help us put $5, 50 cent, or $150 for a life membership. You can do recurring donations, $10 a month. We just need your help. 40 cases right now active across the country. That's uncharted territory. Second Amendment Foundation. That is an all-time record. And there are more to come. These cases are not free. You heard Mr. Gottlieb talk about how the Deerfield Park, Illinois case, for example, was all being funded. Okay, it's all pro bono. The attorney's taking this stuff for free. Meanwhile, the Second Amendment Foundation's got $500,000 wrapped up in this stuff. That's part of the tactic of the gun ban movement, the gun prohibition movement. So, that's important. AWR Hawkins in hour two brought it while some of you were watching The Walking Dead. Hey, I get it. You're back now. But I DVR it. See, when I get home from the studio today, that's when I sit down and watch it. That's what you should do, too. But nonetheless, welcome back to the program. AWR Hawkins brought it. We talked about a number of different issues. Make sure if you missed it to go back and get it. Now, this is going to be a fascinating hour for a lot of different reasons. However, let's start with this. I have a bump stock. The case ain't about bump stocks. You know, the bump stock that we are told was used in Vegas, but no one has confirmed for us because they just shut up. We don't know what happened in Vegas. We know more about the quick stop robbery that occurred 10 minutes ago and makes the 10 p.m. Eastern time news because the CCTV footage is already put out. The newscasts already have the footage. We already know who the guy is. We don't have any footage from Vegas. None of it. Because it's being kept under wraps. But what we do know is bump stocks were used. And bump stocks have to be banned. Well, the Obama administration couldn't ban bump stocks. And they wanted to. They tried desperately. Eric Holder and the rest of them over there at the DOJ wanted desperately to ban bump stocks. But they couldn't. Because, well, a bump stock is just a piece of plastic with no moving parts, and it's not a machine gun, and they couldn't redefine it that way. Think about that. The worst gun ban crowd occupying the White House and the DOJ in American history couldn't redefine bump stock to fit their agenda. But the Trump administration could and did. Why? Because they just did it. We're just going to redefine it, and the hell with it. Let's just do it. And they did. Now my bump stock will make me, because it's been banned, a felon if I'm in possession of it in 2 days from right now, if I can still find it. I'm not sure where it is. I haven't seen it in a couple of days. But assuming I still have it, I'll be a federal felon in 2 days if there's no stay. So I get an email on Friday from a fan of the show that says, bump stock ban. Hey, Mark, I guess you're not going to be a felon after all. That came from Gerald Self. And he sends me a link. Looming bump stock ban blocked by federal court order. Utah man, and this was over at guns.com. We'll give some props where it's due. Utah man wins stay in looming federal bump stock ban. And then until you read all the way down, see, this is why you can't headline surf. I read everything. I read all the way down. Well, it only applies to him. It doesn't apply to me. The judge only issued the stay for the plaintiff. Now, if you recall, a few weeks ago, our good friend David Kodry, a longtime commentator, participant on this program for years, almost 10 years now, is also the plaintiff in a bump stock ban case. And his attorney, Stephen Stambolia, were joining us. And here we're getting down to the wire. And there's been movement on Kodria's case. Another stay was issued. I'm excited. David Kodria, welcome to the program. Should I be excited or not?
Let's just say that I hope the next time I talk to you, it's not on incarcerated American radio.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it is, I'm going to need Stephen Stambolia. So welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey,
Stephen, how are you? I hope I don't need you in a couple
good.
Days. What's going on here? Let me start with you. What is going on here?
So we argued on Friday, and it was a pretty good argument on our side. The government couldn't decide the answers to a lot of the court's questions, like whether or not they should get deference. They pretty much said no, and the judges were like, well, what do you mean no? What deference do you want? And they're like, well, we're not saying we want any deference. And the court just was, I don't know if flabbergasted is the best word, but that's a good word for it. And they just couldn't understand how DOJ's policy now was to not seek deference where they've always sought deference. And, you know, how have you looked at this in other statutes that compares to this kind of statute? And the answer was, well, we really haven't. And all of this is online, and I really suggest your listeners go to the Court of Appeals website for D.C. and listen to the arguments that DOJ made. I mean, it's just really – it's really amazing. They're looking at this like a one-off special treatment case where none of the rules apply. And it's – I don't know any other word. It's not profane. Flabbergasting.
All right, I'm going to say this. They're a one-off deal, which is exactly what it is. They changed one rule to fit their need so that they could do one thing, and I think that's an accurate description. I don't know of any other way to put it. Tell the listeners what you mean when you say deference. What do you mean by that?
So there's a couple different doctrines where the government gets deference, meaning like the agency comes in and says, hey, this is what we think the law is. And the courts just say, nah, that's a reasonable interpretation. We're going to give you deference. The statute's a little bit ambiguous. Therefore, the agency has the best interpretation of it. And we agree with the agency because they're the experts. That's the Chevron deference. And then there's other deference called Skidmore deference. And these are all named after cases where the government gets deference only to the extent that it's persuasive. And then there's our deference, which is, I mean, and none of this really matters to the normal American because they don't read nonsense like all of this crap. But they get deference based on interpretations of their own regulations. It's very unpopular with the courts right now, and especially the Supreme Court. They've kind of hinted at, we're supposed to tell you what the law is. You're not supposed to tell us what the law is. And so I think they walked the fine line that they had to walk over kicking the Chevron deference hornet's nest, but the judges just weren't buying it. And it was really something to see the D.C. Court of Appeals, which is arguably the second highest court. It's not, there's a bunch of circuit courts, but it's like the second most important court in all of America. And we have the Supreme Court is sitting at the top. And the D.C. court is very influential. I mean, they're the ones that brought us the Heller case. So, just sitting back there and listening to them, and arguments went way over 15 minutes per side. I mean, I think we argued for a total of about 2 hours. maybe just a little more, maybe a little less. I wasn't really keeping track of time. But, I mean, it was a really long argument. The judges were engaged. And then the next day we got a stay for the named plaintiffs.
Okay, I need to stop you there. Perfect place to stop because we're getting ready to take a break. And it was 2 hours. I got a couple texts during the process from Mr. Dick Heller himself, who was in the courtroom. So interesting stuff going on here. When I come back, I want to go to right there to what you just said. We got to stay for the named plaintiffs. I wonder if they were able to do that in D.C. because of what happened in Utah. We're going to find all this stuff out. Don't go away.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
We've all heard the media's lies about gun owners, and you know what? Like you, I'm sick of it. They never tell the true stories of responsibly armed Americans defending themselves. And because of that, if you're ever forced to use your gun in self-defense, it's impossible to know if you'll be hailed as a hero or a criminal. But that ends now. With the USCCA's free Critical Self-Defense Survival Guide, you'll finally learn what to do when the smoke clears. Because knowing exactly what you should and should not say to the police could mean the difference between freedom or a jail cell. You can claim your free copy in seconds. For a limited time, you'll also get a deadly force checklist. Just text the word GET to the number 87222 and get yours right now. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll hear True Stories of Survival with their brand new Shocking True Stories of Self-Defense audiobook. That's three life-saving tools, 100% free. But they're only available to you, my listener, until April 12th. Don't wait. Text GET, that's G-E-T, to 87222 right now. That's G-E-T to 87222. GET to 87222.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit FreeGunGuide.com. That's FreeGunGuide.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors. Use promo code AAR and Mike will give you 30% off plus free shipping. Use code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi,
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
You know, I got to tell you, you know you've arrived when you're recording MyPillow commercials, right? And you know you're there, man. Love Mike Lindell. MyPillow commercials. Use the promo code. He supports the program. We support him. That's the way it works. It's a family. He helps us grow this program and get the word out. He's a gun owner. He's co-hosted this program with me before, live in person in Minneapolis. I hope to do it again coming up in August. He's the real deal, man. He deserves our support, and we've got his support, and that is huge. It's not just an advertiser saying, ooh, I want to reach your listeners. It's like, hey, I like what you guys are doing. I want to help the cause. I'll give you this promo code. Let me help out. Man, it's wonderful. It really, truly is. And it's nice to have somebody that you see on every TV channel in the country 24 hours a day loving what you're doing and able to call him a friend. AAR is the promo code, MyPillow.com. You know the routine. Do it. Let's go back to David Kodria. David, welcome back to the program. Before I go back to Stephen and finish off where we started, I want to let you know that you sent the document to my Twitter. I read that. I have read it. That's the second time I've read it. And did you want to comment on that quickly before I go back to Stephen and ask some questions about it?
Sure. It's just that as we led off with in the first segment, it's the plaintiffs that are protected. But that means that a guy like you, which is why I kind of made the joke when you first introduced right. me, you know, it ought to apply to everybody because a lot of people are at risk. And so this was the second joint motion. These cases have been consolidated. And Stephen, I don't know how to pronounce the guy's name, and that's my fault. I should have learned. Is it Guedes?
Guedes, I think, yeah.
Guedes, yeah, that's what it looks like, Guedes. Tell us who he is, David.
You know, I have not been following his case. I've been following mine, okay? I've been kind of tunnel-visioned on this because there's one person's hindquarters that I've been particularly interested in making sure, you know, emerge unscathed through all of this.
You know, it's interesting. This is all upside-down stuff. We live in an upside-down world. Trump
yes,
has been
we
exonerated. Well, get this. Trump has been exonerated by the Mueller investigation, completely exonerated. Yet the Democrats claim he's not been. You know, these are the same lunatics who have been frothing at the mouth in orgasmic bliss about, you know, Mueller being there. Man, he's it. He's the second coming of Christ to the Democrats.
Well,
even though he's exonerated him, they're saying he's not. We live in an upside-down world, David. Go ahead.
Let me just jump in real quickly and show you the hypocrisy of these people, because when the Office of Inspector General did their Fast and Furious report, they basically concluded that through their investigation, they did not compile the evidence to show that Eric Holder was on the hook, and the Democrats were all taking that as saying, oh, that means he's exonerated. No, the OIG never said he was exonerated. So, you know, they want to have it both ways.
Well, of course, that's the upside-down world we're in. Stephen Stambolia, let's go back to you on this. I've read this emergency joint motion to modify the stay order is what I'm talking about. Listener, I apologize. I didn't make that very clear. And it's quite fascinating because what this is doing, if I read this correct, Stephen, is saying, hey, you issued this stay to the plaintiffs only. This is why you need to enjoin all of us. And we're asking for emergency. Timing is of the essence here. Did I read that correctly?
Yes, but there's two parts to that. One is the modification to basically include everyone that has a bump stock. And the second part is if you're not willing to do that, then the civil rights defense firm headed by Josh Prince and Adam Kraut have institutional plaintiffs like the Madison Society, Firearms Policy Foundation, and Florida Carry that, you know, they have members and supporters too. So if you don't give us the full stay, we read the order as basically saying the members of those institutional plaintiff appellants would also be covered under the stay order. Please clarify that for us so, you know, the members will be protected as well. Because, you know, right now you can kind of read it that way. We know for sure that the individual plaintiffs like David Kodria, Scott Heumann, and Owen Monroe, my plaintiffs, are covered until such time that the court says they're not covered anymore by the stay. But we think it should go in and be a more broad stay. And in fact, in the Codria, and I just say Codria, it's the name of our case, the Codria briefing, we claim that, you know, there should be a system-wide injunction because that's what we've requested. And we requested that in our preliminary injunction briefing. We requested that in our briefing in front of the Circuit Court of Appeals. And the stay should be broader than just, you know, a handful of people. Like you let off with the Aposhin, Utah guy and, you know, the guns.com article that said, you know, looming ban, bump stock ban stayed. And I'm like, that's not right. It didn't stay. It stayed it for him. And you need to be really careful with what you put out because someone could read that and say, oh, I'm good. I'm good. And then, of course, you know, you, Mark, would not be good because that only covers him. And our case only covers us. And, you know, it's not right. A system-wide injunction should issue. And so we basically asked the court today to issue it tomorrow. And then, you know, by 11:59 p.m. tomorrow night, Mr. and Mrs. America turn them all in.
We don't know that's going to happen yet, though, until the witching hour, correct?
We don't. I wish I had a good answer for that. Other than we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We're on watch, 24-hour watch, to see if we can get some relief for everybody. But at this point, we've had two circuits stay it for the named plaintiffs, which is still a big deal. It's just not as big as it should be.
Yeah, my question is, the D.C. court, as important as the D.C. court is, and we all know that's the baby Supreme Court, essentially.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, it truly is. That's the way I've always viewed it. It's the way I've always talked with Alan about it. To me, it's that court is like this. It's a big deal, the D.C. court, because of where it is and the cases that it hears, obviously. But nonetheless, I don't recall. I'm digging back in my memory banks here over the years, and I do not recall something so wide and far-reaching with a stay only applying to the plaintiff. I don't recall that happening. Usually, this would be a system-wide stay. I don't understand. So, did D.C. do that because of what the judge did in the Utah case, and it gave them cover? I'm trying to find an answer here. I don't know.
I don't know either. I do know that right after the Aposhin case, that was the Utah plaintiff, I filed that order in our case literally within an hour of it coming down because, you know, all the plaintiff's attorneys, we talk to each other, right? So I got that order, and then I immediately filed it in D.C. and said, this is what they did. Right or wrong, indifferent, that's what I did, and that's what I felt I needed to do. So, you know, they didn't have to give us that stay on a Saturday, mind you. I mean, that's when we got the order, and I was, you know, flying back from D.C. But, I mean, I can
Well, it sounds like I've got to stop us here because this is the short segment. We've got a much longer segment coming up. But it sounds to me like at least the court is moving quickly on this, which would lead me to believe that they understand the importance of it because there are hundreds of thousands of people involved here, not just David Codrio or not just Aposhin in Utah. And that gives me some hope. We'll find out when we come back whether or not that's a false sense of security on my part. And then I want to ask you for legal advice over the airwaves as a bump stock owner. Ooh, I'll be back right after this. Don't go away. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
That music coming back, that rejoin, is The Whitest Light. That's Mickey and the Boys out in Springfield, Missouri. They're a great band. If you love that alternative rock and roll like I do, check them out. They gave us permission to use their music. I had dinner with the band, the two founders, when I was out there in Springfield last, visiting the Crossbreed Holster Studios in Springfield, Missouri. It was wonderful to eat some barbecue, break some bread, and have a beer with those guys. Wonderful stuff and great music. You can find them on iTunes, The Whitest Light. Also, next segment, when we come back, we're going to give away, we're going to pull a name off that list. You have this 10, 12 minutes left, about 14 minutes left now. Visit Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Like and share the post that's pinned to the top with the gun box. You'll see it when you go to the Facebook page. Like and share it. Get your name on the list. We're going to spin that wheel. We're going to pick that winner, and we're going to give away the gun box. Last week's winner never responded back in the 48 hours that we gave him to do it. So we're going to try it again. If nobody responds this time after we pull a name, we're going to do it again next weekend until one of you walks off with this beautiful 2.0 gun box portable gun safe. This thing is the bomb. I have one here in the studio. It is the iPhone of portable gun safes. You will love this thing, okay? So visit Facebook.com/Armed American Radio right now. Over the course of the next 14 minutes or so, when we come back at 48 after the hour, we're going to name that winner first thing before we wrap up the program. So go do it. You're running out of time. All right, let's go back to David Kodria. David, welcome back to the program. How are you, my friend? I want to thank you, by the way, for putting your name on this case. I'm glad you did that. You've been a freedom fighter since I've known you, and this is just more proof positive of that, that you're literally out there selflessly fighting on behalf of the rights of law-abiding Americans who are literally right now moments away from being screwed by their government.
Well, you know, Stephen was not exaggerating when he said we're on 24-hour watch. I think a lot of listeners and a lot of my readers don't understand what has to go on behind the scenes to make a post or an article happen, to bring you the most current information as soon as we can get it to you and to make sure that it's accurate. And just a little anecdote, Saturday is typically the night that that I do a surf and turf dinner for the family, have my kids over, have you know, my mom over, and I was right in the middle of preparing dinner when Stephen called, and he just, I guess, gotten off a plane, and he was exhausted, but he called to give me the news about the stay, because that's the kind of attorney he is. I had to send my son out to do the gas grilling while armed, while I got back to the computer and started working. And I've been working with Stephen for years now, and I got to tell you, legally and ethically, you know, I haven't told him this, but the guy walks on water as far as I'm concerned, and there is no one I would trust more with a case like this or with any right to keep and bear arms related case.
Well, you just told him, so let's go right to him. Stephen Stamblia, welcome back to the program. You know, this is, you know, and I mean what I said. I've known David a long time. David's been a guest on this show and a contributor for many years, and I've watched him selflessly defend Americans' right to bear arms when other people simply wouldn't do it. And it was along for the ride, broke a lot of national news on this program that wound up the next day on Drudge and other national talk radio programs and television shows that didn't want to credit the quotes they were using that came right off this program before. That's called being big-footed, by the way, listener, when mainstream media decides to take your stuff and not credit it. But nonetheless, we've watched David literally selflessly work on behalf of the American gun owner. So on behalf of you assisting him in doing that, thank you for that. And thanks for coming on the program today and giving us this up-to-date information, because this is all happening in real time. At 11:59 p.m. Monday night, when that 1 minute ticks to midnight, this radio host will become a felon, a federal felon. That's if I can still find that bump stock. But, Stephen, well, go ahead. This is moving quickly. No, that tells me that the courts are moving on this.
The courts are absolutely moving on it. And the fact that they gave us, you know, like you said, Dick Heller texted you, and I saw him in the audience, 2 hours to argue in a circuit court of appeals case is literally unheard of. I've never had one last that long. So it's a really big deal. And, you know, just to go back to David, I mean, those words are very kind. And I consider David a good friend and just one of the staunchest advocates of the Second Amendment. You know, he and Mike Vanderbilt broke Fast and Furious. And, you know, did they get all the credit for it? Absolutely not. You know, you use the term bigfooted. Mainstream media took it like they were the ones that discovered it.
Right.
But, you know, the credit needs to go where it's due. And it was David and Mike. But, you know, God bless David for willing to stand up and literally say, I've got this bump stock. And, you know, I want to protect it, obviously, but it's more about what he's willing to do. And you just don't find that in a lot of plaintiffs. And I'm lucky to have him as a plaintiff. I'm lucky to call him a friend. And, you know, I'm glad that I got him a stay, but at the same time, you know, everyone deserves a stay that relied on the ATF guidance for over 10 years. And everyone says this happened in the Obama administration, and it didn't happen in the Obama administration. It happened with the Bush administration. So Trump says, oh, the Obama administration did this and they're bad. And, you know, I've got a kind of like Obama said, I've got a pen and a phone. Trump didn't say he had a phone, but he has a pen so he can just, you know, write this out at his will. And that's not the way that this works. That's not the way any of this works. I don't even think DOJ knows how this works. And it's evident if you go back and listen to the oral audio of those arguments, they don't understand what they're doing because it changes. This is the most frustrating part about this entire case. They're saying by the notice and comment period that it was a legislative rule. And I know it doesn't make sense to a lot of your listeners, but they have to do certain things when they're doing the legislative rule. They're basically changing the law. at oral argument, they said, this is an interpretative rule. And the judges are saying, no, this is a legislative rule, because you're saying these things have always been illegal, and now you're just giving your prosecutorial discretion not to charge anyone until March 26th. And they're saying, well, no, this is really interpretive, because we're just saying this is what the law has always been. And so we said, well, if the law has always been this, then anyone who's ever owned a bump stock has actually owned a machine gun. So if you own,
you know, I didn't know that. I wish I would have known that when I bought this thing for $147, that I got the cheapest machine gun I could have ever bought.
Yeah, but you relied on the ATF's guidance saying that it wasn't a machine gun, right? Just like everybody else. And that's the problem with this, is because if you take it to its logical conclusion, you're relying on the government saying, hey, buddy, we're not going to prosecute you. And I just don't trust them when they say something like that. I mean, I've seen what they've done in the past to people that have, let's say, a quarter-inch short shotgun or, quote, machine guns, and then I've watched the building burn after that. So I'm not comfortable with the government saying that they're just not going to do something.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. Let's do two questions first. With the speed with which this is happening, do you care to level a odds on this as to what will happen at 11:59 p.m. tomorrow?
I think that a lot of people are going to be felons.
Okay. All right. Well, my mom didn't want to hear that, but nonetheless.
Yeah. No,
David, you know my mother. You know, she's worried about me. Now, let me ask this question, Stephen. I ask this on behalf of hundreds of thousands of other people who are in the same situation, and I've made it very clear, very publicly, that I have one of these devices. I've not backed away from that. I've not shied away from it. I bought it. It's legal. I own it. And some individual decided to change the rules, and now all of a sudden it's not. So with the 30 seconds that we have left, how much trouble am I going to be in because I've publicly stated I've had one of these things?
Well, theoretically, you're a felon, but, you know, maximum effort and all that, they're going to have a really, really tough time prosecuting you based on a number of things. The first is which we have two district courts now that said this law is ambiguous. Prosecutors don't usually like taking cases where the statute has been declared by two independent district courts that
right.
The law is ambiguous.
Okay, let me stop right there. Listeners, I had an idea. That's where Stephen was going to go, and I'm glad he did. We come back, we'll elaborate on that to wrap up this another amazing hour of Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Incredible stuff. I hope you've enjoyed the show as much as I have been bringing it to you. I've been learning so much today. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Segment 4, wraps up right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
All right, we are back for the final segment. Don't forget to text the word GET, G-E-T, to 87222 and pick up all that cool, free stuff from the USCCA. Don't forget to do that. Don't forget to visit all of our sponsors. And don't forget also to head over to Grilling While Armed on Facebook. Grilling While Armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become the neighborhood barbecue pit boss in one day, is nearing completion. We'll keep you posted on that. It's been a long time coming, and I know you're going to love it. Believe me, we are. I've seen the graphic designs already and everything being worked on, and it's outstanding. You're going to love it. Long time coming on that. All right, we're going to spin the wheel real quick and pick a winner for the Gun Box. Did you get in there before the break? Because right now is it. The minute this wheel spins, or the split second it does, as soon as it's done spinning, Jim Bartow is going to give us the name of the winner for the Gun Box 2.0. Let's give it a whirl and see what happens here. And Jim Bartow.
Tonight we go to David Kratz in Kansas.
David Kratz in Kansas. We got a spelling, K-R-A-T-Z, phonetically. Did I spell that right?
Yes, you did.
David Kratz. Okay, good deal. Thank you, Jim Bartow in Dallas, Texas. David Kratz in Kansas has won a Gun Box 2.0. David, you have until 10:49 p.m. Eastern. If you're in Kansas, you're on Central Time. So that's 9:49 p.m. Central Time, Tuesday evening, to reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we're going to send you a beautiful, brand-new Gun Box 2.0. Oh, this thing is so nice. You're going to love it. The Gun Box 2.0. If you want to see one for yourself, listener, thegunbox.com. We're going to be doing some more promotions with those guys in the very, very near future. And thanks to everybody that participated. If David Kratz does not get with me at mark@armedamericanradio.org by 9:49 p.m. Central Standard Time. I guess we should say daylight time. Central Daylight Time on Tuesday. We're going to spin the wheel again next week. You can listen to the daytime show, and I'll let you know Wednesday morning whether or not David picked up his gun box. Congratulations. We'll get that name out on the Facebook page as the second winner later on today. All right, let's go back to David Kodria. David, welcome back to the program. Another big thank you for joining me on short notice. All this stuff is breaking in real time. I had just gotten in from Florida, contacted you when I landed, and I know Steve and David, welcome back to you. Thank you for being here. And also, Stephen Stambolia, attorney, I know you just got off of flights. Everybody's back, and we're all scrambling in real time for this. This is happening quickly. So, Stephen, real quick, your thought is that there's going to be a lot of felons. You don't feel real confident that the courts are going to rule in favor of including all of us in that stay, correct? I know I hate to ask you that. I know it's tough. I'm asking you to speculate, but...
It is what it is. I don't know if they will or not. I mean, they should. They've done it in other cases. Obviously, they're not gun cases, but you know, we're prepared to ask the Supreme Court tomorrow for an emergency stay. Again, if this was one of those other preferred rights type of cases, then I have no doubt that we would get an injunction. A stay pending all of this litigation, but it's not. It's just as Thomas said, and so we're kind of just stuck where we are.
Well, we're going to find out. I'll be on the air tomorrow. Stephen, if it's okay with you, I'm going to stay in touch with you by text or email,
sure,
and we'll find out what's happening. And I'm no doubt that we'll be talking probably late into the day, and I'll have this information for you, listener, directly from the horse's mouth. And on Wednesday, we'll know whether your favorite nationally syndicated talk radio host is, in fact, in big, big trouble. Big, big trouble from his government. Because of my piece of plastic that they don't like. It doesn't shoot anything. I can't even shoot a silly wabbit with it. But it's a machine gun to them. So we're going to find out. That's going to be interesting stuff. David Kodria, wah-wah for you. You got your little stay.
Well, you know, Mark, I just heard you say that you got to get off the gas to be a pit boss. And I kind of get the feeling that on national radio, you just called me a pit different word.
No, I did not. No, I did not. I have to say that you wrote a very nice blurb for The Grilling While Armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas book, right?
To the subject at hand, though, in the earlier segment, you just made the government's argument, deference. You deferred to what the government said when you bought your bump stock. This is the argument that these people are making in court. And, of course, the other thing with the 1159 coming up, when you become a felon, a significant portion of the country, you know, the people to the left in the central time zone are still going to be legal, and the people to the left of them, and the people in California have a couple more hours than you do where they will not be felons and you will be. And I would extend this to Hawaii, except I'm not sure they're allowed to own super soakers out there.
No, they're not. BB guns scare them, even with orange tips. So yeah, we don't consider that. California, you're pretty much there too, but no doubt about it. Stephen, let's go back to you quickly. And I want to put owners of these devices at ease, because I know there will be a lot of civil disobedience. A lot of people in America are going to say, "The hell with you! I'm not giving you anything." I'll tell you this: I'm not getting in my automobile and driving to the nearest ATF shop and going, "Here you go, guys. There you go. Have that." Can we get a picture of it, too? Let's get a selfie of you when you turn it in. Not going to happen in this lifetime. So what do we have to be worried about?
Well, I was told that there's an ATF internal email floating around, and, you know, hopefully the ATF listening and wondering how I'm getting copies of their internal emails. But I was told that there was an ATF internal email saying, if anyone turns it in, don't destroy it. We might be subject to a stay. Which I thought was kind of fascinating, because they're understanding that their rule is, crap. Maybe I could say that on the radio.
And, yeah, you can say that on the radio. We got an 8-second delay. Just be nice.
Yeah, I got to be careful here. And so they realize they're on super tenuous ground here, and they need to be careful with what they do with people's private property, in which they relied on the ATF to give them guidance in which to buy.
All right. Now, this is a question that I haven't heard come up, and I can't believe I haven't asked it, frankly. What if I was a Class 3 firearms licensee?
Well, you bring up an interesting point that I've thought about and maybe have coordinated with some people to to do some things with some stuff that I don't want to talk about on the air. And I can't really say anything other than that.
So if I'm a Class 3 firearms licensee, am I still allowed to have my bump stock? Can I ask that question? You can't answer that. It's fine. You don't have to.
No, it's different because a Class 3 would still have to register it on a Form 2 as a maker. Okay, so it's not like they would just be able to own an unregistered machine gun. They would have to, quote, manufacture it on a Form 2, which they could arguably do because I don't see a rule against it. But I guess we'll find out tomorrow. Right. It'll be time to make
stop
the chimichangas.
Right. Stop right there. I don't want anybody. We don't want to. Yeah, let's just follow this stuff. We're going to be following this with Stephen and David Kodria's case and see if this goes national. We're at the witching hour. This is fun stuff. We're going right smack to the wire, 11:59 p.m. tomorrow night. Stephen, we're going to bring you back. I got to bring you back to the program. Maybe I can do this on Wednesday's broadcast. We'll see. Or maybe Tuesday. I'll be in touch with you over the next few hours as this moves forward through the courts. I want to thank both you gentlemen for being here. We're going to continue to follow this. David Kodria, thank you for your years of participation and all of your work on behalf of American gun owners, selfless work. And Stephen Stamblia, thank you for what you're doing in defense of our right to bear arms in courtrooms across this country. We wouldn't have our rights if it wasn't for guys like you. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast concludes today. I hope you enjoyed the program as much as I did. My gosh, it was a good one. Guess what? I'm going to get up and do it all again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense because they don't want me to. That's why I love doing it. And until we meet on the radio tomorrow, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your bump stock. No self-respecting bump stock-owning caveman would ever do that. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.